Welcome to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
Unfriendly today because of toxic fandoms. I'm Vance Go.
And I am Nandi K. Yeah, today we're talking about fandoms in general. I guess, that's what we're talking about today. Do you love them? Do you love them? Or do you hate them?
Mixed feelings. Like, I mean, I don't know. I think we're all a part of fandoms, whether we want to be or not, I guess. If you like media, if you like anything, I guess you're a part of a fandom. But yeah, I really wanted to talk about this topic because, like, I don't know, it always feels like it's coming up, like, what's a good fandom or a bad fandom. So, like, yeah, I wanted to ask, let's see, do you want to go best or worst, or do you want to talk about your faves?
Let's first talk about the best fandoms. Let's go from, like, best to worst to complicated figures.
Okay, so best fandom. I think the best fandom is Godzilla, because they all just want to see monsters fight. I feel like Godzilla fans are wholesome. They just want to see monsters throwing hands in the city, maybe step on the locals. Like, I don't know. I love the Godzilla fans, like the other monsters more than Godzilla. Like my baby nephew, who's smarter than me, he loves Godzilla. And I was like, what you want for your birthday? And this little nigglet was like, I guess it was like baby Mothra. And it's just a terrifying little larva. And he loves that thing. So I'm like, yeah, like, I love the wholesomeness of the Godzilla folks.
Now, wholesome. I'm going to push back on the wholesomeness of the Godzilla fandom. As a new Godzilla fandom joiner, I joined when Godzilla got ass. So I don't know how wholesome the Godzilla fandom actually is. Is as wholesome?
As is wholesome.
I agree.
I think it's wholesome. I think if you do anything to the ass, that's when it becomes not wholesome. So, like, if someone's eating the booty or doing other things.
Now, I haven't seen any of that. I've simply seen the existence of
ass. Are you talking about the meme where Godzilla's double caked up?
Yes, of course. The many memes of Godzilla double caked up. There's not a single one.
Is that when you became a fan?
Yes, absolutely.
Goodbye.
Well, really, when he started fighting King Kong, that's really when I was like, oh, I think I'm on Godzilla's side.
Well, I love the Godzilla versus Kong fight because it's not a contest. Like, it's a fucking dinosaur that breathes fire, nuclear fire. Like, what is a monkey going to do? It's a hate crime is what it is. But what what are your favorite fandoms, or best fandoms, I guess?
Okay, so my favorite fandoms, I guess one of my favorite fandoms that I ever been a part of real time was the Insecure fandom. And I don't
Tell
know if
more.
It was good, but did I enjoy it? Yes. Like, I enjoy watching with everyone every week. I enjoy the conversation on Twitter, RIP. Like, right, Lawrence Hive or Issa Hive. Like, I loved the Molly versus Issa. I feel like there was a lot of like social things to like parse out from like which side of like those kind of conflicts you landed. And it was black. That's really why I liked it.
Insecure, huh? Okay, I remember those times. I remember every Sunday. Well, it was really Monday. Sunday night and Monday, we would be arguing. Just everybody going at it.
Like,
you remember the biphobia? You remember the biphobic?
Langston Kerman, our king, who has risen back to prominence in my personal life, who I love. And yeah, that was when I was like, Issa, you need to mind your straight businesses.
Right. Well, I don't know. I think I enjoy fandom. Like, okay, so my issue with like the Insecure, that's what I don't love about fandoms. Like, talking, not all the time, because, you know, like, I know I love discussing what I like online with my folks, But sometimes the other people's thoughts and ideas like just annoy me. And I don't. So some fandoms I'm a quiet fan of because I'm just like, I'll talk about this with my friends. I'll talk about this with people whose opinions I care about, because sometimes when it's so, not to say it's open, of course, talk about your shit. I just don't want to do it with you, because like I remember Insecure was like, sometimes it'd be infuriating because it'd be some girl from your high school, you know, that you knew 15 years ago being like, I'm not biphobic, but bi men disgust me and I would never look at or date one. And I'm like, okay, that's not what that word means.
They're like,
but okay.
I'm not biphobic, but I think biphobic men should die, be killed, and never talk to a woman ever again.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not biphobic, though.
I'm not. Right. And this is like, well, okay. So like those are the conversations that like just made me itch. But like, I do love the communal aspect of TV. Like, you know, like mm-hmm. if you like your coworkers talking about it, you know, the Monday after. Yep. I remember Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. Like, those were the shows we were watching together.
Yeah.
I didn't even put Game of Thrones on the list. But yeah, you know why.
I'm going to put it on the list. Well, we know where you know, it will fall.
You know
we
why.
Can add it in right here as we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, do it. So yeah.
It's one of the worst fandoms.
Right. So, okay. So best of, and then what, okay. I'm just going to go ahead with the worst.
Yeah.
I think the worst. So I'm not in the Godzilla fandom. I'm going to be honest, but I do recognize him as a good fandom. The worst, Star Wars.
Don't disagree.
I think Star Wars fans hate Star Wars. I think they haven't liked Star Wars since the 70s. Anytime a new
Star Wars
comes out.
They didn't get it then. And they didn't get it the first time.
They never get it. But I also think like the quiet part here is like white men in fandoms, like they'll be like, oh, I'm Han Solo. But it's like, no, nigga, you the stormtrooper. Like you the one, like you the one he shot in the face. Like we talk about X-Men, like they're like, oh, I'm the guy with the laser eyes. I'm like, no, you're the bigot holding the picket, like every time. Yeah. You're the one that
criminalizing mutants.
You're the one he kicks in the neck. Like you're not the heroes here. But like, I don't know. So I think like bad fandoms come from people not understanding what they're watching. And again, literacy keeps coming up on this podcast.
I mean, that takes me to Drag Race. Drag Race is in one of my worst fandoms as a queer person who does not consider like the Drag Race fan base to be queer, but mostly white gay men, right? A majority. The racism, the transphobia, the fat phobia of it all is gross. It's so disgusting. It makes me, I don't really engage with like the Drag Race fandom at all, except for, like you said, I talk to my friends about it, but that's it.
One of my favorite things about Drag Race is you. Like, me and you talk about Drag Race alone. Like, I don't talk about Drag Race publicly. Even when I, like, public viewings of Drag Race, it's like, oh, go into a room full of gay whites and enjoy a thing? Like, never. Can't. Like, that's not how I want to spend my Fridays. But, like, no, Saturday morning, I treat Drag Race like cartoons. Like, Saturday morning, I'll watch. Yo ass always done watch it already because you in the future.
Yeah,
and we just message. We talk about it like it's sports. We pick our faves.
We do talk about it like it's sports. It is our sports. It's Drag Race. It's gay sports.
It is. It's our football. We always know who gonna win. We got okay taste.
We have great taste. The fans, the fandom has terrible taste.
Well, because
they only
like
skinny, beautiful, who they consider beautiful, who is pretty. You know,
but it's goofy. Do you remember last season when they were like, they kept not talking about the clear front runner, which was Anya? And like, they kept talking about the pretty girls and they kept like just not mentioning her name. And it's like, y'all, like, let's look at
the
stats.
The theater girl. It's like, okay, so you're telling me Anya wasn't a theater girl.
Let's look at stats. Who's winning the most? What you mean she ain't a front runner? Because you think she ugly? Because she ain't real skinny? But again, everybody shit always comes to the front, which is why I don't like talking about, like, listen, I know we talked about books a couple weeks ago, but it's the same thing when it's like, you're reading a book. I'm in a book club with white people. They don't be getting shit. I'm like, yo, I may or may not work in education. And the English teachers are the ones missing this shit. I'm like, bitch, this is what you teach. Like, come on. But anyway.
Yeah, another worst fandom, Game of Thrones. Just got to throw that in there. Speaking of racism, speaking of white people not understanding,
not getting like, it,
their actual place in the story, the way that they made a victim of Daenerys Targaryen, imperialist Stormborn, it upset me.
But I think it's because they naturally trust white women, like they assume white women's innocence, and then we're watching this white woman just do the thing. And what I'm always talking about when it comes to media literacy, just watch what's happening. You don't have to be that smart. Like, no. This white lady is going to brown people and telling them, like, if you don't do it my way, I'm going to burn you. And then when they don't, she burns them.
Burns them.
And y'all are good with it? Like, okay.
But when it's white people, oh, well.
It's a problem. She's evil. She was doing it the whole time. You saw it. You watched it. You cheered.
They said it didn't count when she was killing those brown
people. Real people. Those are real people.
She was like, wait, what do you mean? Well, okay, so I have a hot take. And my hot take is that there are no good fandoms. Like, my hot take is no fandoms are good. I know we talked about the wholesomeness of Godzilla, and that may well be true.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in the U.S., like, you know, we had an episode about cults. Everything is very culty here. And I feel like that also seeps into fandoms. It makes all fandoms all bad. I was trying to think of, like, what is my favorite fandom, and I could not think of one.
Okay, I'm just going to go down a list of my favorite fandoms, and I can give some pros and cons, right? X-Men is my favorite, maybe my favorite IP of all times. The bad parts about the X-Men fandom, white people are in it. White men particularly, but, like, they do ruin it because they don't get it, right? But to the weirdos that love and get X-Men, I love them. She-Ra. I think She-Ra, the new one. It has less white men because it's gay, right? Everybody in there is queer. So, like, it's less white men in She-Ra. All the male characters are, like, support, and they're not, like, sad about it. It's not a plot point. They just support. And they're secure in their shit. So, like, She-Ra is a really fun fandom to be a part of. Maybe my favorite, thinking of it. They're a good fandom. Interview with the Vampire, the TV series.
Okay.
Gay as fuck. Gay as fuck.
Yes.
But I think those fandoms, I think my favorite fandoms have weirdos that understand the art that they're watching, right? JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
Now,
I'm not in that fandom, but I feel like that fandom is fun. It's a fun fandom.
Now, yes, I do feel like, now this is also another good point. She-Ra was also great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, that's a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure fun. Is like such a fun fandom because the show is high camp. Like, I feel like, just who will you capture? Just like the net that show is going to capture is going to only capture kind of some misfit toy type of energy people. Mm-hmm. It's high best camp. Fandoms. It's high homosexual energy. Mm-hmm.
Queer,
it's
gay as fuck.
Erotic.
But it's funny.
Big,
unserious.
Big breasted men.
Oof. Yep. Ridiculous stance, muscles. Man. Yes. Right.
Little heads.
Right. Yeah. Not little heads. Big breast, little head.
Yeah, that's what they got. That's what I like. That's what kind of men I like. 2D.
Avatar. Avatar the Last Airbender, not them blue people. Fun fandom. What you got?
Korra. I raise you.
Wait, don't
I raise
like
you
it?
The legend don't, of Korra. No, like I it, like or, it. I'm saying those are the same people.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Like, that's where, like, the they Avatar fandom sis. Was so good and, like, chill and, like, great. And then when Legend of Korra came up, we actually saw who they really were deep down inside.
They showed their asses. They always do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steven Universe.
Now, you know, there's a lot of white people in that fandom.
I know. But they
I, as you also know, have never watched Steven Universe.
Nigga, we need to watch Steven Universe. The song goes hard.
They go hard.
The
crystal gems.
All of it.
Always save the day. I have a John Legend version that I like to do. So why
I want
to
hear it.
People of this world believe in garnet, amethyst, and pearl.
You're going to get a cease and desist from Chris.
He's definitely going to send me a cease and desist. My John Legend impression is too good. A fan.
That's all I had for my... Oh, there's stands here. I see stands.
Now,
oh, are you a stan?
No. Unfortunately, everyone I have ever started to stan got social media over the past 15 years. And so now I don't like anyone anymore. All the people I do still like are dead. And were dead when I was born as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I don't identify as a stan.
Donny Hathaway is like someone maybe that I maybe would stan, but I could never know because he was dead long before I was born. And
stands with the thing.
Yeah. I used to be an Erykah Badu stan, but she ended that. Kanye, I used to be a Kanye stan.
I still listen. My trainer likes to listen to Kanye, and I just be like reliving the glory days because he only listens to the
early days. Yeah, so exactly. Good. Oh, awesome. Smart. That's it. I made it all the way to TLOP, but that's where I got off the train. Right after he dropped TLOP, he put on that red hat, and I said, "Oh,
yeah,
Kanye." I rode until the wheels fell off. Well, they fell off.
Kanye. Yeah, the wheels have been gone.
So speaking of like stans, I did just because of fandoms, like people who are stans are also a part of fandoms. And so I wanted to make sure that all fandoms and stand-ups got equal representation here on our episode about fandoms. We got possibly the most evil, the most diabolical fandom out there right now, the barbs
are all potential criminals, you know, like they're
some of
they're
them like, are some of them they're, have they're reached their
key,
potential
high key they're all like Arkham people, like where it's like not only insane but like the criminally insane, like they'll do crimes and then it's like they'll do crimes on the behest of their leader. And that's too much for me. We probably shouldn't be talking about the barbs. They're gonna dox.
You're right. Let's move on. Next, the Swifties. Now the Swifties are in a particular right now, they're in a pretty interesting time. Taylor Swift is fully come unveiled as a white supremacist. Now.
Is she? I mean, I'm never surprised by this information.
I don't know
if
you heard her song where she was like, "But I'm not a bad bitch."
Oh, the savage one? The savage. She called us savages.
My date on me with the black hood bitch, and she's gonna have a fat ass. Anyway,
did she say
that? Really great, no, a comedian did a version of it. That was just like Taylor is afraid that her fiance, who used to date black women, is gonna go back to dating black women because she's like, I have a flat ass and I don't have no titties. She did say she is not a bad bitch.
That's so embarrassing.
That's her whole shtick though. It's like, I'm not a cheerleader. I do my homework.
You have $1 billion and you're blonde and skinny, like you don't even have to try to be a bad bitch.
She's 5'10", blonde and skinny. She's not just blonde and skinny. She's also tall.
Barbie doll. Like, and you have $1 billion. You could be ugly as hell with $1 billion. You know, like I'm not trying to say, I can't say Taylor Swift is a bad bitch, but I'm just saying like to not identify as a bad bitch.
It's certainly a choice woman. To openly not identify as a bad bitch.
What? And you're not a bad bitch?
Maybe the baddest bitch of all, who unfortunately has also taken a recession indicator turn into wearing nationalist propaganda. Our queen Beyonce.
Oh, the queen. Can't.
Yeah, the baddest bitch, possibly.
Her fans are a little more well than the Barbs.
But similar energy.
Yeah, but not by much. And I also think they're only chiller than the Bars because their queen don't address them. She don't give them anything. Fair. Yeah, so they're emaciated. Real. They're hungry. They need nutrients from their queen. So I think they're focused on that, which is why they're
not. And she's starving them on purpose. She does that on purpose.
She's smart.
She doesn't give them anything.
You have to. Imagine giving them too much. They would be so powerful if they, like, imagine, like, if the beehive was active like the Barbs, like they used to be, like, 10 years ago. Like,
they did used to be active. Thank God they're not active like that anymore.
Emaciated. Bitch hungry. Thirsty. Please acknowledge us. And she won't. But yeah, no, the beehive, I won't say too much because, again, docs, like, I have small children in my life. I don't need them harming them. But
yeah, I don't want my family harmed either. We all want to be safe here on this podcast. We love Beyonce.
The beehive.
I love Beyonce. She is the queen. No one is more talented than her.
Booty. Well, I don't want to objectify her. That's not nice.
Oh, I do. I'm gay, so I think it is a little bit. I think just I want to treat her like I treat everyone. That's fair.
She do got big old booty. I hope that.
Well, she keeps that booty. If she let that booty free, who knows what would happen? Because she's from Houston. Powerful. She has a Houston booty. If she let it just do what it did.
Mm-hmm. It'd be all over the yard, roaming. Roaming the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she couldn't. Jay-Z would have to go. Like.
I think her fans are united in that Jay-Z needs to go. Like, I think they're all
okay. I don't know. I thought that, but then, like, she brought him out on stage on this Cowboy Carter tour, and people were, like, happy. And I was like, okay. I thought we hated her baby daddy.
But I feel like they don't want to make her mad, so they're going to do what they want. They're going to do what they think she wants them to do in her face.
She's not going to give them any emotions. That's make true. Her mad. She's not going to give them any emotions.
They're emaciated because of that. Yes. are we coming to the end of our fandom talk?
I think we are. I mean, I think you convinced me. I take back my hot take. There's a couple good fandoms out there.
They can
She-Ra, you really gave. She-Ra, I think, was the really good one that you gave a great argument for.
There can be. And I mean, we can't be a part of all fandoms because we don't have the time. But I think the marks of a good fandom are, like, they get the source material. Mm-hmm. They themselves are a little weird. They're not, like, doing the opposite of what their thing is preaching. So, like, if your thing is, like, anti-empire, you're not pro-empire. Like, if it's anti-bigotry, you're not an actual bigot, which is, like, Preach. Star Wars or X-Men fans, but they don't get. So, yeah, all of that, right? But anyway. I maintain that, like, there are some, that's my stance. There are some good fandoms. I love to be a part of them. I like to talk about them publicly and privately.
And you can create your own fandoms. Like, that's right. What I was going to say to your point is just when you talk about things with your people, even if it's just you two or three, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. that's also a little fandom. So we can create our own little fandoms that are fun and safe and, you know, are full of people who, you know, meet that good fandom criteria. Everyone needs to start. We're just going to suggest, we won't charge for this, but we're just going to suggest to all the fandoms that were mentioned here, all the fandoms, if y'all want to start having an application where y'all have this checklist to have y'all members come in, y'all can just credit us. Simply credit us, 90K and Vance Go.
You said it. Gonna take us home?
Today's episode is sponsored by The Gay Agenda. Life is too short. Be gay today.
Period, bitch. I'm Vance Go. You can find me arguing online about X-Men.
And I'm 90K. You can find me on Instagram and Threads at 90K. Big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Ram Freeman. And we'll see you next time.
Love you.
But I'm not a black bitch. And I'm not a savage. But I'm scared that you might cheat on me with the black hood. She's gonna have a fat ass, and I have a flat ass, and I don't have no titties, but your last ex, she has some perky titties, and I'm a hate black women, and now I'm taking shots, 'cause he's all that I got. Oh yeah, he's all that I got, and I'm never gonna let him down, 'cause he's all American white man, and I'm his American white girl, and he's never gonna be down for the swirl again, because I have the cheat on me with a black hood woman.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Gao. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Audio production by Aaron Rand Freeman. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt.